Long readings, lots of things which the Lord wants to speak to us today. At the end, that second part of the gospel, we have a great teaching, understanding on our doctrine of purgatory. What happens at the end of our lives when that final coming happens and we're judged? It's not just simply heaven or hell, the kingdom or the other place, but there's some beatings that might take place, some severe beatings, some not quite so severe beatings. It's a clear teaching that the church points to as we understand our notion of purgatory, that we are responsible for the actions or the inactions of our lives based upon what we know or what we should know. And so as maybe one of the themes that we could pull from the readings today is this gift of faith. And especially for our parents and our grandparents, much is required for the person entrusted with much. Still more demanded the person entrusted with more. As baptized, as confirmed Catholics, living in the fullness of the truth, we've been entrusted with everything. Have we passed that on to our children? Do our families know the faith? Are they aware of what's expected of them? Are they aware of what's awaiting them? Because that's the hope that comes through these readings. As Abraham was called from a land he knew to a land he knew not, in faith, by faith, he went. With confidence, trusting that the one calling, the one leading would be faithful. The first reading from the Book of Wisdom. With sure knowledge of the oaths in which they put their faith, they might have courage. So in this world that is so anti-Christian, anti-family, anti-faith, how do we persevere in our walk of faith, in our journey through this desert land? With sure knowledge of the oaths in which we have put our faith, we can have courage. So do we have the knowledge of the oaths, the sacraments, the covenants? It's all the same word. Are we aware of the covenantal promises which have been bestowed upon us through the faithfulness of God our Father? Are we aware of our covenantal obligations as we respond to these oaths, these sacraments? Because in this world that is so distracting, so easy to get off course, when we are on the front line of the spiritual battle, do we have what it takes? Do we have the courage to persevere? Chapter 11 of the letter to the Hebrews. We got the long version of the readings. It's still just a short version of that chapter, where the author, maybe probably St. Paul, writing, exposing what faith is. So many times in chapter 11, and we had it a few times in our reading today, but so many times he says, by faith, one of the characters from the Old Testament did this. By faith, by faith, by faith, they heard the call, had the courage to leave their comfort zone, and to follow the voice of the Father calling them. Do we have enough faith, first of all, to know that God calls us, to understand that this is how God works, that he speaks to us? In the same way in the gospel, when Jesus says, "Fear not, little flock," this intimate relationship of the shepherd with the sheep, the one who spends time with and knows his sheep, this shepherd who is intimately involved in the life, This one who calls out. Do we know that? And do we know what he's calling us to? The promises that the scriptures and the catechism, the teachings of the church gives us. He's calling us to that heavenly homeland at which the Father is pleased to give us. I mean, when there's so many words in the scriptures presented to us, and if we're not reading the Bible on our own at home, we can miss so many of these little gems that are here, these precious jewels. Do you know that your Father is pleased to give you the kingdom? And when you go to prayer and you ask for so many things, is this what you're expecting? Last week, what son would give his son a stone or a scorpion when they ask for the food and the things they need? How much more will your Father in heaven give you the Spirit? How much more will the Father, how much pleased is the Father to give you everything that you need, everything your heart desires? Are we listening to that voice calling us like Abraham from the land we know to go to the land we know not? You know, when we are baptized, we are infused with the theological virtues, faith, hope, and charity. Faith is this gift of the Father which enables us to believe. To believe that what God has said is true. It enables us. It doesn't force us. It's like a seed that must be nurtured. And this is the role of the parents and the family. To take that seed, that budgeting gift that the Father freely pours into your child's life. That through your example, through your living by faith, your children understand that this way of life is possible, that this way of life is doable, that this way of life is necessary. Are we living a life by faith? Or like last week, do we continue to build bigger barns just in case this whole church thing doesn't work out, just in case inflation continues to rise, just in case we really go into a recession? However we're going to define it this week. Just in case we hold on to the things of this world, are we willing, like Abraham, to step out in faith, surrendering all of the comforts, all of the passing security for the one thing, the only thing that will ever give us everything? The Father in heaven is pleased to give you the kingdom. What are you waiting for? What are you hoping for? What are you expecting? Have you allowed the darkness, the distractions of this world to lower your gaze to the things of this world that are passing, that never satisfy, that the moths eat and destroy? The Lord is inviting you today to place your treasure, to place your dreams, your hopes, your expectations in Him. And this is the message of our Blessed Mother. This is the great gift our Blessed Mother is to us. Through her life of faith, she shows us the way. And she lives interceding on behalf of each of us, her children, so that we have the courage, the strength to resist the temptations of the evil one, to resist the temptations of this world. And she's there interceding and praying for us. When we say yes to the world, she's here to help us come back. Be not afraid any longer, little flock. The devil wants us to live in fear, but by faith we can live in the kingdom, not on that day, but today. Let's pray for the grace to allow that seed of faith, which was implanted in our heart at our baptism, to truly mature and to grow so that we can have confidence, we can have trust with pure hope and expectation, and with sure knowledge of the oath in which we have put our faith, we might have the courage to say yes to Jesus today and every day.